Mape Chavez. Parshas Korach. It's rather exciting moment, exciting time. The last Parsha Shmuz of this year, Tav Shinayim. At least in the yeshiva and yeshiva setting, which is until next year. I was thinking to myself, as I was trying to put some thoughts together, there are a lot of messages that I want to include in the last shmuz. So what message should it be that I should leave you with as the closing shmuz of the year, at least the closing parsha shmuz? We'll have hopefully time to talk some more next week, but in terms of the last part for parsha, what should be the idea to leave off with? And I was looking into the parsha, I came across an idea that I think is very, very beautiful and a very, very important message for us to carry with us in the summer and please God, as we embark on our path, on our unique path in Avodas Hashem. We know that the entire story of Korach is a very sad and troubling story, a very, very, very sad depiction of what happened with Korach uprising against Moshe Rabbeinu and all of his men, and a terrible punishment that happens to them. The ground opens up, swallows them up. And afterwards, there's like a competition, so to speak. Hashem wants to prove that Aaron is the real leader, that Aaron is the real Kohen Gadol, and everyone, other Shevet is really not legit. So we know there's a contest of sorts that the Torah goes through, has a contest, and says each one of the Shvatim should go ahead and bring their Shevet, should bring their staff. And the Torah says that whichever one I pick, Matei Yifrach, his staff will blossom. And we know what happened. Each one of the Shvatim brought their staff. They put them down. Oh, Moed. And they go home for the night. Next morning, they come into the Mikdash, the Mishkan, and they see Vinei Parach Matei Aaron, the Shevet Levi. Aaron's staff blossoms over the other ones. And the Torah describes. Listen carefully. Vinei parach matei aron abeis pedi, vayotzei perach, vayotzei tzitz, vayikmol shkidim. First, there was a flower, then there was a bud, and then there were almonds. Okay, very nice. The obvious question that has to be asked is as follows on the side. Why didn't Torah say there were almonds? Why didn't Torah tell me that there were buds, there was a flower, and a bud, and almonds. The almonds would have just done it just enough. Whatever reason there are almonds, that was the thing that was picked, the fruit or the blossom that was picked. Why is it that the Torah tells us there was a flower and a bud and then there was almonds? And in fact, the Gemara Masechet Yuma says that they actually hid the staff of Aaron, and they hid it not only the staff itself, but they hid it with the buds, and with the almonds. And the question is, what's that? Usually when the almonds come, what happens to the buds?
They fall off.
They fall off. And here what happened? When it was hidden, after the entire matzah was victorious, so to speak, so they didn't just go ahead and throw, the buds didn't fall off, and the flowers didn't fall off. Rather, it was hidden with the buds and with the flowers. That was a nace. What was the purpose of such a nace? Why is that nace necessary? As Moshe Feinstein in the Sefer Dash, Moshe has a beautiful, beautiful shot to explain why. He says like this. He says, when it comes to Pirchei Kedusha, flowers of Kedusha, they're never lost. When the end result is come to, when we come to the end result, but the end result is finishing a Masechta, but the end result is conquering a midah. Whatever the end result is, but the Pirchei Kedusha, the flowers, that help the person get to the end result, that help come to the almonds, are not lost, are not forgotten. And the nace was made that even though the almonds were there already, but the flowers and the buds that made way for the almonds to come forth, those also are kept to show. When it comes to matters of Kedusha, it's not lost. That's Netzach Netzachim, that's eternity. Every step, every push, every fight, every time it was hard to wake up in the morning for davening, and I pushed through, That is a bud of Kedusha, a flower of Kedusha, that a person has forever. Every time I didn't feel it in Seder, I didn't feel it in Shir. I just felt like closing my eyes and putting my head down on the table. And instead of doing that, I stood up, and I went to the Bima, and I put my Gemara on the Bima, and I said, you know what, I'm going to fight against it. Even though it may have been hard. I may have gotten 2.5 hours of sleep the night before. But every single parak of Kedusha, every flower, every bud, every page that I turned, whether it was the Shanti edition 24A18, or whether it was the regular Meshach of whatever, Dachot Dalit, I'm an Aleph, it doesn't make a difference. Every push, every step, every single part is essential and is important. And I both said, I thought this would be the message that I wanted to leave you with. In last week's parsha, you know, parsha the Meraglim, a very sad parsha, so we know Kalev comes and shuts everybody up. Ayas Kalev HaSa'ana Moshe. How does he shut quiet the Meraglim down? So Rashi brings, listen carefully to the Lashon of Rashi, what a beautiful Rashi. Rashi says, Shafilu Omer Lachem Asu Sulamos V'Alula Shanayim. Even if God would say, build ladders and go up to the Shemayim. Chayavim anu l'shmo, because we're obligated to listen to him. What does Rashi want from ladders? He has got to build ladders and go to the Shemayim. Why does Rashi mention ladders? Just say, he has got to go to the Shemayim. We listen to him. There's a beautiful, beautiful deer in this Rashi, which the Persian bring. And that is as follows. Avodas Hashem is not about leaps. It's not about real gigantic jumps, like a trampoline outside. You jump really high, one jump, boom, you're 10 feet high. That kind of high is not going to last for too long at all. It's going to come right down. The way a person develops in Avodas Hashem is by Ayote Perach. First is a flower. Ayote Tzitz. There's a bud. By Igmos Shkedim. You know what I do? I take the bud, and I take the flower, and I work on it, and I work on it, and every step is important, and then the flower comes forth. There's a tremendous, tremendous vart of the long ago. I said a lot of these thoughts last year. I was looking at my notes, actually, for the final podcast was from last year. Some of the things that I repeat, some of the guys are hearing in America, I have to feel it. But it's a beautiful vart. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Leib chacham mi'imino, the leib kfil is smaller. A chacham's heart is to the right, to his right hand side, and the fool's heart is to the left hand side. What in the world does that mean? Two pshatim. One pshat, which is a very good pshat to keep in mind, is that when you're learning, everything that you've learned already is on the right hand side of you. Everything you haven't learned yet is on the left hand side. Leib chacham, mi'imino, the chacham chazes again and again and again. He looks to his right and says, you know what? I did all this, but I got to do it again. And again and again and again and again and again. I finished Rosh Hashanah 6 times, I'm not done. I want to do it 7 times. I finished Makos 2 times, I want to do it 3 times. I finished Mishnayos 4 stone 1 time, I want to go again. Whatever it is. That's the way Chacham Yamino. He looks to the right and says, I got a chazer. I want to retain it. I want to hold on to it. That's one shot. Listen to the Vilna Gaon, it's an amazing shot of Osai. Says the Vilna Gaon, oh, what a shot. Says the Vilna Gaon, Leif Chacham, you know what that means. The Chacham looks at what he's accomplished. And he relishes his accomplishment. And says, Baruch Hashem. And he uses that as a springboard to bring him to the next level. Ah, yeah, Baruch Hashem, I was able to accomplish so many pages. That is my springboard to get me on, get me further. And the seal, the fool, looks to the left and says, oh, come on, so many pages, so many things left, I'll never get there. And the Chacham says, you know what, I accomplished, I did, and that will propel me to go right there. Step by step, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, and then I'll become what I become. I'm both saying, in a nutshell, the message that I want to tell us and try to leave you with and leave us with as we close the course of this year together is as follows. A lot of guys think that when yeshiva is over, that's it. There's no more learning anymore. They think, as long as I'm in yeshiva, I can learn. After that, I'm done. I've always said there's nothing in the world that can be farther away from the truth. Yeshiva is meant to try to give you the tools and to make the soil beneath you fertile, so that when you get out of yeshiva, you're able to take it to the next step. We're all going to be out of yeshiva starting Tuesday night. We could stay there to swell, we could go to whatever, we're all going to be out of yeshiva. Some of us are going to be coming back next year, Baruch Hashem. Others are not able to come back next year for whatever different plethora of reasons. It doesn't make a difference, I both say. We're all, for the next 2.5 months, myself included, not going to be in yeshiva. And yeshiva, I both say, is meant not to be the be-all, end-all. Yeshiva is meant to give you the tools, and to give you the chizuk, and to give you the wave chacham miyamino, and the confidence to appreciate the steps that you've accomplished, and to have those steps help us go right there. There's no such thing yet. I learned when I was in yeshiva, and now I got out of yeshiva, and it doesn't go. No. Yeshiva may have started for some of us a month ago, or 2 months ago, or maybe 3 or 4 months ago, even though the year started 10 months ago. Yeshiva may have just started recently. Because recently we may have just connected with some idea, some machshava that got us into things. And now what? And now we're going home, and now goodbye, Charlie, chas v'shalom. It's the first step of many steps. And like the mashal that Rashi brings in Lefet Parsha, even if God says, build 2 levels, build ladders, and go on the ladders, we're going to go on the ladders, because it's a ladder. Life is a ladder, Adosha. And every step on the ladder is chashuv. Every step along the way is important. Sometimes we may go down a little bit. Sometimes we're going to be walking up a ladder and we may slip a little. We'll fall down a little bit. It doesn't make a difference at all, right? We try our best. And even the falling, we know, helps us grow. This is the lesson that I really wanted to leave off the year with us. I'm not going to say goodbye. First of all, we have 2 days left together. So I'm definitely not saying goodbye yet at all. I hope that everyone just internalizes this message to the best that we can, to understand that it's always part of the process, and that whatever we accomplish this year, we should look to our right, we should believe chacham miyamino, and relish those accomplishments, and say, okay, that wasn't it, that wasn't, okay, am I yeshiva year, that's it? No. That was the beginning of the process in my life that will hopefully begin and has begun, and please God will develop and continue to grow for many, 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 many years to come. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah.